Shlishi. Oz Yavdil Moshe, then Moshe separated Shalish Arim, three cities of refuge, three Ari Miklot, Be'eva HaYarden on the other side of the Yarden, Mizrach HaShomesh on the east side of the Yarden. And Rashi is bothered how these two words, Oz and Yavdil, can come together. Oz means then, in the past. Yavdil means in the future he will separate. How can the Pasuk say, Oz then, in the past, Yavdil, he will separate? Therefore Rashi tells us that the Yud is Al Shem HaMachshava. The Yud is not in the future, but rather saying what was going through Moshe's mind. Oz then, Yavdil Moshe. Moshe was determined to separate these three cities on the east side of the Yarden, even though Moshe knew that these three cities will not protect somebody who kills B'shoigeg until the three cities in Eretz Yisrael itself will be set up. Still, Moshe wanted to be Mekayim any part of the mitzvah he could, and therefore he was determined to set up these three cities even before they entered Eretz Yisrael. Lonu Shom Roseach, in order for a killer to run there, Asher Yitzach Esrei'ehu, who killed his friend Bivli Das without knowledge, he was a Shoigeg, he did not hate him yesterday or the day before. Vinos, he will run El Achas min Ha'orim Ho'el to one of these cities, V'choy, and he will live. And the three cities are Es Betzer Ba'Midbar, Betzer in the Midbar, Be'eret Hamishar in the land of the plains, La Ruveni, that was in the portion of Ruvain, Ves Romois Ba'Gilod La'Godi, and Romois in the Gilod in the area of God, Ves Goylon Ba'Boshon and Goylon in the Boshon, La Menashe in the area that belonged to Shevet Menashe. And this is the teachings Asher Sam Moshe Lefnei Bnei Yisrael that Moshe placed before the Bnei Yisrael. The mitzvahs that will be stated in the upcoming Parshiyos, the Aseres Hadibrois, and the other mitzvahs that are stated after that are all the mitzvahs and the teachings that Moshe placed before the Bnei Yisrael. Eileh ho'edos v'achukim v'mishpotim. These are the edos, the chukim, and the mishpotim. Asher dibra Moshe al Bnei Yisrael, that Moshe spoke to the Bnei Yisrael. Bitzesom mi'mitzroyim, when they left Mitzrayim. When they left Mitzrayim and came to Har Sinai, Moshe told these mitzvahs already to Klal Yisrael. However, he repeated it now, Be'eva HaYarden, in Arvois Moav. Be'eva HaYarden, on the other side of the Yarden, he repeated this, Bagai, in the valley, Mulbeis Pa'or, opposite Pa'or, Be'eret Sichon Melech HaEmori, in the land which they captured from Sichon, the king of Emori, Asher Yoshe B'Cheshboin, who lived in Cheshboin, Asher Hika Moshe Bnei Yisrael B'Tzeisam Mimitzrayim, that Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael hit Sichon and destroyed Sichon when they went out of Mitzrayim. Vayirshu es Arzoi, and they took possession of his land, Ves Eretz Oig Melech HaBoshon, and the land of Oig, the king of Boshon, Shnei Malchi HaEmori, the two kings of Emori, Asher Be'eber HaYarden, who lived on the other side of the Yarden, Mizrach Shomesh, to the east. Me'aroyer Asher Al-Sfas Nachal Arnoin, from the city of Aroyer, which was at the edge of Nachal Arnoin, in the south, the Ad Har Sioin, and all the way till Har Sioin, Hu Hermon, which is Hermon in the north. The Chol HaArovo, and the whole area which is called Arovo, Eber HaYarden Mizrocha, on the east side of the Yarden, the Ad Yom HaArovo, until the Arova Sea, which is the Yam HaMelech, Tachas Ashtois HaPisco, the Yam HaMelech, which is underneath the waterfalls that come off the cliff. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Zok Rashi Posuk Mem Aleph, Oz Yavdil, then Moshe separated. Nosan Lev Liyishchored Ladavar. He put his heart to be determined concerning this thing, Sheyavdilam, that he should separate them. The Yud is not in the future, but rather Al Shem HaMachshava. Moshe was determined to separate these three cities. The Alpha Pisha Einon Koltois, Achi Yibodlu Oysen Sheberetz Kanaan, even though these three cities will not protect until the ones in Eretz Kanaan are separated, because all six have to work together. Amar Moshe, Moshe said, Mitzvah she'efsher l'kayima akayimena. A mitzvah that I could be mekayim even partially now, let me be mekayim it. And we have a similar Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach by the Shira, where over there, also Rashi says, the Yud is al shem ha'machshava. Oz Yashir, then when Moshe saw the Nes, Yashir, it was ola b'machshava. It entered his mind to sing this Shira to Hashem. So to over here, Oz Yavdil, then Moshe was determined to separate these cities. Zok Rashi be'ever ha'yardein mizruch ha'shomesh, ba'oisei ever she'be'mizruch ha'shel yardein, that side which is on the east side of the Yarden. Mizruch ha'shomesh, Rashi is bothered why the reish has a shva underneath it, mizrucha, and not a kometz mizrucha. Lefishu davok, since the word mizrucha is attached to the next word shomesh, nekuda reish b'chatov, the reish gets a chatov, which means a shva underneath it. Because the words Mizrach and Shomesh are attached. Mizrach shel Shomesh, the rising of the sun. Makoim, the place, the direction, Zrichas HaShomesh, where the sun rises, which is in the east. Zakrashi v'zois haTorah, and this is the teaching that Moshe placed before the Bnei Yisrael. It is not referring to the parsha of Ari Miklat, but rather Zu shehu asid l'sader acha parsha zu. These mitzvahs that will be said after this parsha, the Aseres HaDibrois and all the other mitzvahs, those were the teachings that Moshe placed before the Bnei Yisrael. Eile ho'edois asher diber, heim heim asher diber b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. These same ones were said when they went out of Mitzrayim, chozer v'shono lehem b'arvis moyav, and were repeated in Arvis Moyav. Zakrashi asher be'ever ha'yardein, Klal Yisrael took possession of the lands of Sichon v'Oig, which were on the other side of the Yardein, shehu b'mizroch, on the east side of the Yardein, sho'ever ha'sheni, the other side, hoya b'mayrev, was on the west side of the Yardein.